my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to BQ&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. This is the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Hope you're all doing great today. This is Pastor Ricardo, your Drive Time host, and also the pastor of Prospect International and Elizabeth Seventh-day Adventist Churches, coming to you live from the beautiful and green city of Adelaide. We're delighted that you're tuning in today, and I do pray that you will be blessed during the next hour as we share what the Bible has to say. Now, the theme for this week is the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. And if you've missed any of our shows or programs, simply visit faithfm.com.au, go to programs and podcasts, and then go to Drive Time BQ&A, where you'll be able to find all of our previous programs. Of course, you can text us on our Drive Time number if you needed any help, which is 04888 808 11. 04888 808 11. I would encourage you to grab your phones right now and save that number, because you'll need it when we announce our giveaway. Okay, there you go. 04888 808 11. So yesterday we looked at quite a few health principles from the Bible. But today the big question is physical exercise in the Bible? In other words, does God care about our physical aspect? Does he care? So today I have Lindy Sperring joining me here in the studio. She's a prayer coordinator and women's ministries coordinator for the Seventh-day Adventist Church right here in South Australia. And she'll be guiding us through our study this evening. Welcome, Lindy.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Lovely to be here.
It's good to have you here after a while. And I'm sure
it's been a while, about a year, I think.
About a year. That's great. That's great. I'm sure we'll have a very interesting topic today. I'm also joined by Dr. Sarah Johnson. She's a general practitioner with a special interest in skin cancer. Welcome, Sarah. So good to have you here. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And thank you so much for the invite this evening.
Lovely, lovely. And we are privileged to have you during this program. I'm sure your input will be of great value. So, dear friends, for our World Watch segment, I have an article I'd like to share from Associated Press, November 14th, 2024. And this was written by Laura Unger. She's a health journalist for more than she's been in doing those sort of articles for more than two decades. And the title is "What Makes Walking So Great for Your Health and What Else You Need to Do." Now, the article says Janet Rapp strode briskly down a paved path through the city zoo, waving at friends and stopping briefly to greet emus she knows by name. The 71-year-old retiree starts each morning this way with a walking club. "I'm obsessed," she said. "Not only does it ease my joint pain, it just gives me energy, and then it calms me down as well." Medical experts agree that walking is an easy way to improve physical and mental health, bolster fitness, and prevent disease. While it's not the only sort of exercise people should do, it's a great first step toward a healthy life. "You don't need equipment and you don't need a gym membership," said Dr. Sarah Eby, a sports medicine physician with Mass General Brigham. "And the benefits are so vast." So the question is, what can walking do for you? Well, walking can help meet the U.S. Surgeon General's recommendation that adults get at least 2.5 hours of moderate intensity physical activity every week. This helps lower the risk of, listen to this, heart disease, high blood pressure, dementia, depression, and many types of cancer just by walking. Walking also improves blood sugar levels, is good for bone health, and can help you lose weight and sleep better, added Julie Schmid, a nurse practitioner from Norton Healthcare, which runs the free Get Healthy Walking Club. Another advantage It's a low-impact exercise that puts less pressure on joints as it strengthens your heart and lungs. James Blankenship, 68, said joining the walking club at the Louisville Zoo last year helped him bounce back after a heart attack and triple bypass in 2022. My cardiologist says I'm doing great, he said. For all its benefits, however, walking is not enough for overall health and well-being because it doesn't provide resistance training that builds muscle strength and endurance, said Anita Gust, who teaches exercise science at the University of Minnesota, Crookston. That's especially important for women's bone health as they age. Experts recommend adding such activities at least twice weekly using weights, gym equipment, or your own body as resistance, and doing exercises that improve flexibility. So we need to do some stretching. I'm a bit lazy with that. I go to the gym every morning, but I'm a bit lazy when it comes to stretching muscles. I should do that more. Do we really need to walk 10,000 steps a day? According to the article, it says nearly everyone has heard about this walking goal, which dates back to a 1960s marketing campaign in Japan. But experts stress that it's just a guideline. The average American walks about 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day, and it's fine to gradually work up to 10,000, Schmidt said. Setting a time goal can also be useful. Schmidt suggests breaking the recommended 150 minutes per week into 30 minutes a day or 10 minutes three times a day for 5 days. During inclement weather, people can walk in malls or on treadmills. But if you walk in malls, I would suggest don't take your credit card. Just walk, okay? As they become seasoned walkers, they can speed up the pace or challenge themselves with hills while still keeping the activity level moderate. If you can talk but not sing, EB said, that's what we consider moderate intensity exercise. I like how they put it. If you can talk but not sing. So, you know,
gives you an idea, doesn't it?
Not too much, not too little. How do you stay motivated? Well, walking with friends, including dogs, is one way. Walking clubs have popped up across the nation. In 2022, New York personal trainer Brianna Joey Kahn, 31, started City Girls Who Walk with a TikTok post inviting others to walk with her. Now, the article goes on to giving more examples of these walking clubs and how they've increased in popularity. Lindy or Sarah, what other ways can you think of to stay motivated? When you start doing exercises, you know how you feel the next day and the following. It's all sore. And how do you stay motivated? How can I not quit?
Well, firstly, if you're finding that you're sore the day afterwards, you may have been a little bit enthusiastic to start with. And taking it a bit slower when you're first starting to walk is going to help you with that. Building the walking into your daily routine, so whether it is walking with a friend or even if it's parking the car a little further away from your workplace so that you're actually having to do that walking rather than something where you go to work, you get home, you eat dinner, and then you're so tired out, you can't find the motivation or energy to do it.
I see. So you don't necessarily need to go to the gym in order to do exercises. You can find ways.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very good. Very good. Lindy, any ideas? Have you tried?
I love walking, so it's really easy for me. My husband and I walk as often as we can. We enjoy it in the evenings. Some people prefer it in the mornings. I like what Dr. Sarah said about, you know, parking your car further away. You're putting yourself into situations where you have to walk to things.
Yes.
Because it starts to build up. And I think as you start to feel better and you realize that this regular walking is making you feel better, you don't want to miss out on it.
Yes.
You start to enjoy it. So
you're getting together with people who are of the same interest, and helps a lot.
Or if you have an animal to walk, some people like to walk with their ears on. I don't recommend that too much, because then you may not be aware of what's going on around
your surroundings.
You could walk onto the street and not realize a car's coming or something like that. But
see, I started going to the gym about 2 weeks ago every morning at 6 a.m. I can tell you I'm still sore, but I'm going with my wife.
You were scared, weren't you, about coming up to this program that I was going to ask you a question?
Yes.
Exercise do you do, Pastor Ricardo? Well, Lindy, nothing really.
Now I have something to say, you see? But, you know, the fact that I go with my wife, it's an encouragement.
Yes.
If I were to go by myself, it's just, I may skip it or... You know, it's always good to go with someone.
I think it's good if you can find a friend as well.
To go for a bike or something.
Who inspires you, encourages you. If you know someone's waiting for you early in the morning, oh, yes, I better get out of bed. They're going to be waiting down the street or, you know.
So finding ways to be motivated, it helps a lot. Until you create a routine, a habit of it, and it becomes easier.
That's right.
But it's so important. Yes.
It takes about a month to get into that sort of habit.
Yes.
And also being aware of if there are barriers that are starting to pop up with your exercise. Because if you've got those barriers, it does make it harder to keep getting out and going and doing it. So if you start saying, well, the gym's not working for me, but perhaps I could go swimming every day. So figuring out what's working for you and not being stuck on a particular plan.
That's a great idea, Sarah.
So sometimes because of a knee injury or something, a heel injury, we cannot run anymore, but we can ride our bikes. We can go to the pool, go for a swim. There's always something that we can do in order to stay active. And that's a good advice, I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There's a verse in the Bible that I may ask Sarah if you would like to read for us, please. It's found in Isaiah 40, verse 31. And it talks about something interesting that even God can do for our health, physical health.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Wow.
It's a lovely scripture. It's one of my daughter's favorite scriptures. We have it on the wall at home. I won't tell you which room, but we have it on the wall at home to be reminded about it. Uh-huh. It's very powerful.
So imagine yourself going for a jog and you're running in the morning and you feel inspired to quit. And then you remember that verse. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord will strengthen me. It's just like a powerful promise. We can claim it. I mean, if you're looking after your health, you're giving glory to God as well for with the body that He gave us.
Absolutely.
And if we do our part, He will do His part as well. So an interesting verse that we can apply as well when we are doing exercises. Well, today's topic is very, very interesting. Is physical exercise in the Bible? What does God say about physical exercise? Does He care about that, or does God only care about our spirituality? We're going to go into the Bible, dear friends, because in this show, our promise is that we use the Bible and we take the Bible as our source of wisdom, right? So before we jump into the program or the show, the question for the day, let's come to a break and enjoy a song by PJ Anderson, Heart Healer.
You have known my heart before it was my own. You're not afraid of all I've done. Tell me who I am. If I could see all the ways that you see me, one by one my fears would leave until I'm in your arms. You draw a line in the sand. You tell me who I am. Jesus, Jesus, your eyes are on my heart. Jesus.
Was BJ Anderson, and the song was Heart Healer, and you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A. Dear friends, our giveaway this week is the book Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life by Mark Finley and Peter Landless. Let me talk to you about this book. How much would you pay to learn the secrets to lifelong health and wellness? Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life. Shows you spectacularly simple ways to avoid such chronic killers as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. You'll learn how good nutrition heals the body and boosts the mind, how purpose increases resilience, how love and forgiveness mend the heart. Health and Wellness caught the attention of award-winning documentary filmmaker Martin Doblmeyer. While there are countless self-help books on the market today, Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life, stands apart because it speaks from proven success. Contained in these insightful chapters is an emphasis on making wise choices about the riches entrusted to us, to each one of us. A body that has the potential to heal itself. A mind capable of the extraordinary and a spirit that longs to be reunited with the Creator. This book not only offers a roadmap for a healthier, more productive life, it provides the greatest gift of all, the reason for the journey. This book, some of the chapters in the book include Designed for Something Better, Diet for a Lifetime, Are You at Risk, Fit for Life, Healthy Relationships, and many more. I'm sure you'll enjoy this book, and it'll become a blessing for you and your family. All you need to do to get a free copy of this book is simply text us the code SA243. Again, SA243. SA stands for South Australia, and then 243, no spaces in between, just SA 243, to our number 04-888-808-11. Of course, you can use that number for any feedback, any prayer requests, any comments that you would like to make during the show, after the show. We'll love to hear from you, or simply text us where you're listening from. We'd love to hear from you. We'll get back to you. And of course, I would encourage you to grab your phones right now and text us the code SA243 to our number 04-888-808-11. We'll give you a shout out if you do it right now. So there you go, friends. Again, SA243, and our number is 04-888-808-11.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back, dear friends. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A right across Australia with Pastor Ricardo right now. And my co-host today is Lindy Sperring. And we're also joined by Dr. Sarah Johnson. What a privilege we have today. The theme for this week is the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. And the big question for today is, is physical exercise in the Bible? Now, Lindy, there's this false teaching, opposite to the Bible, of course, that when some people consider life, there's this dichotomy between the body and the spirit. And a lot of people say that the spirit is pure, but the body is evil, you know, and therefore we shouldn't care about our bodies. But what does God say in the Bible?
Well, I prefer to go with him, and I think I mentioned last night about my father being a Honda dealer and mm-hmm. how cars come with warranties and they come with manuals. And so why would we, as created beings by a loving God, not look to see what the Bible says? But before I go any further, am I allowed to give a shout out?
Of course.
I want to give a shout out to a friend, Linda. I hope that she's listening. I meet with Linda and two other ladies, Marina and Marina, so believe it or not, it's Linda, Lindy, Marina and Marina, who meet every fortnight for Bible study and prayer. So a shout out to Linda.
That's great, and congratulations to Joel Price. You've yet just requested a free copy of our giveaway. Well done.
So look, God created us as a holistic being, mind, body and spirit. One part of us affects the other part. You know, people who have that belief, it doesn't matter what you do to the body, mm-hmm. we can show from science today mm-hmm. that is not true. It does matter what you do to the body, and it affects your mind and it affects everything else. Mm. But today I know that we're talking about is exercise in the Bible. And just by way of introduction, let me just reflect on yesterday. We talked about this acronym, New Start, mm-hmm. because if people are going to have a takeaway from this program, this will probably be one of it, New Start. And New Start stands for nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you and I need to stop and reflect, are we looking after ourselves in the best way possible? And I find that New Start acronym to be very good. You know, there's a lot of doctors now who've written books. Some are quite old, actually. Dr. S.I. McMillan wrote None of These Diseases, and Dr. George Malcolmus wrote Why Christians Get Sick. And in their experience and their research, they've found a lot of evidence to support that preventative medicine is probably going to work better for people than trying to fix things once they've got it. Would you agree, Dr. Sarah?
Definitely. Prevention is far better than cure. And certainly general practice focuses on preventing a lot of diseases. We know that a good general practice system keeps a lot of people out of the hospital.
That's great.
And yes. I think that that's so important when you consider how my son is a paramedic in Melbourne, and we talk in the news about ramping. We talk about, you know, you go to the hospitals, and I'm a volunteer chaplain at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, and that place is pumping all the time. There's so much going on. And so, all right, there are times we need to go to hospital, but there's so much you and I can do to take responsibility for our own health. God created us from the ground. The earth. And so in a sense, we are made up of the breath of life from what God gave us and of the dirt of the ground. In Psalm 139:13-16, it says, "For you have formed my inward parts.
Yes.
You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed." So here's the Bible telling us, Pastor, that we were created. God knew about us even before our parents came together and we were, we came into being. He knew that who we were going to be, and he had an interest in us.
Wow, that's an amazing thought, because that tells us that God knows us before we were born.
Absolutely.
And he had a purpose for all of us and plans before we were born.
And he formed us. I remember when I trained in natural therapies, one of our lecturers showed us this video of a sperm and an egg coming together. And the one thing the scientists could never explain was this flash of light. There was this little flash. They didn't know what
it
was.
Heard that, yes.
And I like to believe that that's God's breath of life going into that embryo as it grows in the mother's womb. You know, science tells us today that we are indeed made of elements contained in the earth. God's word is true. The body consists of 125 trillion cells and needs proper building materials to function. When Dad had the Hondas, if you didn't look after it and maintain it and follow the manual, your car would break down and you'd have all sorts of problems. Our bodies are far more intricately made, and we can't even understand everything about it. Dr. Sarah, I know that you've studied biology and all of those amazing topics and subjects, but would you say that you know everything now about the body?
Definitely not.
There's a lot to know, isn't there?
Oh, there's so much to know.
Wow.
And so, you know, God knows all about us. We're like a chemical factory, and the main elements for us are oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium and phosphorus, along with some other trace elements. So, you know, does the Bible talk about exercising? Well, it does in Genesis 3:19, right at the beginning. "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." And so God was saying, you need to exercise, you need to work. Mm-hmm. You had to go out and dig up the ground, and that's exercise too. Gardening's not a bad exercise, is it? Not perhaps
physical
activities.
Physical part of God's plan.
Exactly. So Adam and Eve were created and then told to look after and be a caretaker of the garden. And this would have involved healthy exercise, because they would have had to walk, wouldn't they?
They definitely.
They perhaps had no vehicles in those days. So 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For bodily exercise profits a little," and we know that that's true, "but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come." So, yes, we know that exercise profits us, but there's a much bigger picture, and that's why this week we're looking at a holistic approach to health.
That's
right.
It's
not just one thing or the other.
Like, the body is not separate from the spirit or the life that God gave us. When we go back to Genesis, for example, it tells us very clearly that God made the first man, Adam, out of the ground, out of the dust of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then, obviously, that was lifeless, but then God breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And then it says, "And man became a living soul." It's not that God inserted a living soul inside of that body, but once he gave life to that lifeless body, that became a living soul. So we are not separable.
Thank you for clarifying.
We are one unit.
Because a lot of people misunderstand sometimes what the Bible's saying about that. You and I are living souls.
Yes.
And our souls don't suddenly go off anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing the Bible seems to indicate is that the breath of life returns to God.
Yes, the one who gave it.
The one who gave it. It goes back to him. So, you know, a lot of us have sedentary lifestyles. I'll tell you what I've done at work there. I don't know if you've heard about this too, Pastor Ricardo, but we have standing desks. So for half the day I stand at my desk and then I sit. So I'm not sitting all day, because it's not good for you to sit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to increase our daily exercise. And I love what Dr. Sarah said about parking further away, you know, including
good idea.
Perhaps don't use a lift if you've got a lift in your building. Go up and down the steps if you're able to do that. So any exercise boosts our energy and improves our muscle strength. Another thing that I do, I like to ride the exercise bike. the stationary bike at home, and I do weights because I have to lift heavy cartons of Petriti at work. And so I need to have muscles to lift them. Those cartons with 12 bottles in are quite heavy. And so, you know, we need to purposely do things, and it's all part of a balanced, healthy lifestyle, whether you want to walk or ride a bike, swimming, jogging. It can all be beneficial depending on your own personal situation.
And I guess it's better when we do little things, you know, like half an hour, 20 minutes every day, rather than doing 2 hours on a Sunday.
Possibly, because you might overuse your muscles and things. Let me just read a quote from Edward Stanley, who was the Earl of Derby. He said, "Those who think they have not time for bodily exercise will sooner or later have to find time for illness." Now, medical doctors, Dr. Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but medical doctors are today saying that you can even get away with a few naughty things if you want to think about some of the things we do to our body that isn't right. But if you do more exercise, it will sometimes even counteract those naughty things. Have you heard something similar, Dr. Sarah? Or
I've not specifically heard about that particular theory, but certainly people who do exercise more are at much lower risk of developing a lot of chronic diseases.
And you were saying to me something before about why you're fairly passionate about exercise. It helps in some of the areas for your patients?
So certainly exercise has far more of an effect on someone's mental health than an antidepressant. It improves the mood. The other thing is that while originally we thought that all our nerves were in our brains that stored our memories and emotions, we're actually now starting to realize that some of the nerves in our peripheral body actually store emotions.
Interesting.
Wow.
And particularly in times of trauma or high stress, the body stops processing the emotions and they get stuck in those peripheral nerves. And exercising and different exercises can actually help release or process those emotions. And that in turn decreases our stress levels. So if you think about a time when you've been really stressed and maybe had a sore neck or a headache, you probably would have found that you had fairly high tension in the muscles in your neck. And that's because your body's not processing those emotions properly. And they're getting stuck and they're causing tension. The body uses that tension to get us ready to run away or to fight a threat. But in our society, we often have stress that doesn't actually have a threat that we can deal with.
Wow.
That's so maybe very interesting. I can remember years ago suffering a lot from tight neck and headaches, and I would need to sometimes go to a physiotherapist, and he would help to loosen up that. So you're saying perhaps some of the emotions were caught up in the shoulders, and he was able to help release that emotion. That's fascinating, Dr. Sarah.
Right there, you see another evidence of the connection between the mental
mind
and the physical. It affects the physical and vice versa. I'm wondering if there's perhaps a student listening to us. They go through a lot of stress during exams, etc. What does exercise do to mental strength? Sarah, perhaps you may want to say something in regards to that.
So exercise often helps us to process memories that our brain is sort of getting stuck on, but it also helps improve our memory and our brain functions. It ensures that we don't gain large amounts of weight. It also causes peripheral dilation of our blood vessels, which lowers our blood pressure. So the same stress that we can get on our muscles, we can also get in our blood vessels.
Wow.
That causes constriction of the blood vessels and chronically can cause high blood pressure.
And angina, perhaps?
Yeah. Yes. So angina is narrowing of the blood vessels within the heart. So
how can people say that there's no connection between the mind and the body?
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, yeah,
it is incredible.
So evident.
And as Sarah pointed out, some things, you know, the benefits of exercising can improve our memory. So if a student's studying, they can exercise regularly. The blood starts pumping. There's like a muscle in your calf of your legs, and it starts to pump up the blood through your body and into your brain. And you know, it also can improve your sleep. Yes. A lot of people don't sleep well today. They talk about it and they can't sleep well, but exercise can make a big difference. And it's interesting, I mentioned before, that a person who exercises vigorously on a regular basis and yet eats a poor diet will usually experience less physical problems than the person who eats well but does not exercise. Mm-hmm. And I've read that by some doctors recently. So it's obviously better to do all of it.
Of course.
You know, but if you're listening and you have this terrible lifestyle, don't think, oh no, Lindy and Dr. Sarah and Pastor Ricardo are telling me I have to change everything overnight. No, we're not. We're just saying just start with something.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. And remember that acronym, New Start, and go through it in your head. Okay, I'm going to try and eat more plant-based foods, and then I'm going to try and do some more exercise. Don't try to take it on all at once, because it can get a bit Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about water. But before we do, I want to invite Dr. Sarah into this discussion about lifestyle medicine. There's the Australasian Society of Lifestyle Medicine, and it's a health promotion charity, and it works towards improved prevention, management, and treatment of chronic, complex, and lifestyle-related conditions. And lifestyle-related includes environmental, societal, behavioral, and other factors. And they support an interdisciplinary approach to health and healthcare, shifting away from, you know, the siloed practice to create a genuinely collaborative means through which complex problems can be solved. I was interested to know that there is such a thing as lifestyle medicine, and I wanted to ask Dr. Sarah, does she know a little bit about that, and what does she think?
So yes, there's definitely is such a thing as lifestyle medicine. There are some doctors in Adelaide that do practice lifestyle medicine, to their different degrees and different sort of motivations behind that. Certainly one could argue that in its, what general practice used to be was lifestyle medicine. But as pressures have gotten greater and we've had fewer and fewer general practitioners, it's become very focused on patching things up rather than prevention.
Yes.
But prevention, we know, is far, far better for people than curing things once they've occurred. And lifestyle medicine looks at that, looks at finding the underlying causes that are driving people's high blood pressure, their fatigue, their disinterest in life, and those sorts of things.
And there's quite a few doctors around, like Dr. Joel Furman, I think you pronounce it, and Dr. Michael Greger. They've got books, they've got promotions out, and some of the foods, I've tried Dr. Furman's food sometimes, I'm thinking, oh, they're horrible. I don't really want to go down that path. But he said he's cared for thousands of patients with cardiovascular disease, and thousands of individuals have read his books. And he said that over the years, some people have had really dramatic turnarounds, and they've been able to eventually stop taking their medications. You know, you can't just stop any medications, but gradually decrease them, and their lifestyle has, their lifestyle changes have brought healing to the body, because God created our bodies to heal. We talked about it last night. If you cut your finger, it'll bleed for a while normally under normal circumstances, and then a little bit of skin will start to grow over and it'll slowly start to heal. And so if we can cooperate with this healing process, if we do become sick or have a disease, then we're going to be much better off, aren't we?
That's amazing. What an amazing design that God created.
Yes, intelligent design, amazingly intelligent design. So we just want to have a little chat about water as well, and how important water is. In Genesis 2, it said, "Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads." So water was in the Garden of Eden. We know it was there. And I know Australians are very good at drinking a whole lot of other things other than water.
Yes.
My mother is 89 years old, and she has to have a cup of tea. A cup of tea every day. You know, her mother used to say, "Let's have a cup of tea, love, a cup of tea." And so mum's always drunk cups of tea. And I'm like, "Mum, you've got to drink water. We're made up of water."
This is challenging, especially during this time of the year.
Yes, I think so. Like for me, I've trained myself, mostly I drink water. Now, if you're listening, you go, "Yeah, but I forget." Get a water bottle, fill it up. As soon as you get out of bed, have a couple of glasses of water, a little squeeze of lemon, won't hurt you either. It's it'll help to alkalinize your body. And get your bottle of water, make sure you drink it. try and drink even more, because we're meant to have 6 to 8 glasses a day, is my understanding. What do you think, Dr. Sarah?
I'm not 100% on the exact amount recommendations. Mm-hmm. What I would generally say to people is you should be drinking whenever you feel just a little bit thirsty. Just have a couple of sips of water. Don't focus on you have to drink this many glasses of water a day, because most people, if you're listening to your body, it'll actually tell you when you're thirsty. Mm-hmm. And if you're someone who's been used to drinking all sorts of other things and you're struggling with the taste of the water, then have a look at some of the herbal teas.
Absolutely.
Because some of those herbal teas, you can put it in the water, it flavours the water, so you're getting that different and interesting taste, but right. You're still getting the water in.
And it may be that some people may misunderstand that concept. If you say 8 glasses of water, they may say, okay, I'll drink 5 in the morning and then the rest, the 3 before I go to bed, and I made it. But that's not the idea, right?
They're not really enjoying it. Infused water's good as well. Cutting up bits of apple, putting some mint in with the water as well. That's really helpful.
Excellent. Well, let's come to a break and enjoy a song by the Booth Brothers, He Heals.
Why you're here? How did this happen? How can this be part of His plan? I don't know what He knows, so I can't tell you why. But I know the love He shows, and His ways confound the wise, and He heals broken hearts, broken bodies, broken minds. Of it all, you may be standing in the rain, but the sun will shine again. You may not feel like it now, but He has you in the palm of His hand, and He heals broken hearts, broken bodies, broken minds. He heals by His love, by His love.
that he heals broken hearts, broken bodies,
broken minds.
He heals by his love, by his blood, and in his time.
That was the Booth Brothers, He Heals. And that's exactly right, my friends. Jesus heals. If you come to Jesus and follow his instructions, he will heal you, whatever it is. And, well, he made us. God made us. And that's why he knows how we can be truly happy. So why not follow the counsels of the Word of God? Dear friends, once again, let me remind you of our giveaway for this week, which is the book, Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life by Mark Finley and Peter Landless. How much would you pay to learn the secrets to lifelong health and wellness? I mean, I would do anything if someone tells me you're going to live long and you're going to be healthy, right? If you lose your health, what can you do? Nothing, pretty much, right? So Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life shows you spectacularly simple ways to avoid such chronic killers as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. You'll learn how good nutrition heals the body and boosts the mind, how purpose increases resilience, how love and forgiveness mend the heart. Health and Wellness caught the attention of award-winning documentary filmmaker Martin Doblmeyer. While there are countless self-help books on the market today, he said, Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life stands apart because it speaks from proven success. Contained in these insightful chapters is an emphasis on making wise choices about the riches entrusted to us, to all of us, which is a body that has the potential to heal itself. No wonder God made the body. He designed it in a way that it heals itself as well. A mind capable of the extraordinary and a spirit that longs to be reunited with the Creator. This book not only offers a roadmap for a healthier, more productive life, but it also provides the greatest gift of all, the reason for the journey. Some of the chapters in this book include You Are What You Think, Hope Beyond Depression, Breaking Free, Bouncing Back, Rest for Our Restlessness, The Healing Power of Faith, and many more. Dear friends, this is a book that you have to get. All you need to do is simply text the code SA243. No spaces in between. SA stands for South Australia, of course. SA243 to our number 0488-808-11. If you have not saved that number yet, do it right now. That's our drive time number, 0488-808-11. Let us know where you're listening from or what you think about the program. If there's any information that you missed, text us. Ask the question and we'll gladly get back to you. So I'll repeat, the code is SA243 and the number is 0488-808-11. Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back, dear friends. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A. This is Pastor Ricardo, your host for today. And I'm joined by Lindy Spearing as my co-host and by also a special guest today, Dr. Sarah Johnson, here in the Faith FM studio. I'm so thankful that you're joining us, Sarah, today. Your comments have been really helpful.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that our listeners are very appreciative of that.
And she's coming back on Friday too.
Yay! Back on Friday, that's good. This week, we are exploring the theme, the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. And today's big question is physical exercise in the Bible? Does God care about our bodies? So far, we've seen that he does, right?
He certainly does. He certainly does. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention too that Joelle, let's give a shout out to Joelle, because it's the message that's come through that Joelle's been considering studying lifestyle medicine.
Yes.
And maybe just listening to this program will inspire Joelle along. So,
so glad to hear that.
It is. It's great to hear that. Can I just say something to Pastor Ricardo? God is amazing. He created us. He wants to heal us. It's in the Bible. It's clear. But I think I just want to, for a moment, pause and remember those who, in everything that they've understood about God and the Word, have done their best to follow God's counsel. And many have lost their lives. And I can think of relatives, I can think of friends, and I can, we don't always know everything about a person's situation. It may not be that they've neglected some aspect of what God has taught them. It may be that there's been some very strongly inherited factor. It may be some terribly strong environmental factor. It can be a whole lot of things. And I just want to make sure that we always have grace and mercy when we're talking about these health principles, because we don't know everything and we live in this sinful world.
That's a good reminder.
But let's always do whatever we can from the Word of God. And we're looking at water. And it's not just the water we drink that helps us. We wash in water.
Yes.
We can swim in water, as Dr. Sarah said, about exercising. And water can be used therapeutically. I've been a little bit involved in a bit of water therapy over the years, not a lot. And, you know, like if you've got swollen feet sometimes, or and they're really hot, you can put them in some cold water, or you can add some ice blocks. So there's a lot of things we can use water for. But let's have a quick overview of our acronym, New Start. New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, temperance, you know, being careful not to have too much.
Sleep.
Sunshine. Oh, did I say temperance?
Then you skipped
sleep,
it, eh?
Sunshine. temperance, air, rest, and trust. So, yes, we'll just keep that acronym in mind. So what can water do for us? Well, it can relieve fatigue. Sometimes we're feeling really tired, and it can be a sign of dehydration when we're a bit fatigued. So just to remember that. I like what Dr. Sarah said about just having some sips to get you started. You don't go drinking gulping glasses. You'll feel a bit unwell, I suppose, but you just get your body used to it. So sometimes if you don't have enough water, your blood volume drops and your heart needs to work harder to pump oxygenated blood into the bloodstream. So it can help all your organs work better. It can also improve your mood. Now, we live in a society that talks about depression. Would you agree, Dr.
Yes.
Sarah? There's a lot of depressed people.
Very much so.
Do you think more so since COVID, or?
I think COVID has probably exacerbated a lot of the dysfunctional relationships that were already there, but people who were living separate lives in the same house were forced to live together and to try and get along again.
No. Particularly in Victoria with the massive amount of lockdown. So, you know, there is definitely a lot of people who suffer with depression. So
there's even children suffering from depression and anxiety.
Anxiety
well.
And fear. And I believe the Bible has the answers for all of that as well. And we'll look and discover this throughout the week. So it can improve your mood. And look, I suppose I can mention, if your urine's too yellow, guys, then you really need to make sure you're not dehydrated. It can help with headaches and migraines, because when you don't get enough fluid, your blood vessels constrict and your neck and your shoulders and your head, you can get headaches. It aids in digestion and constipation. But, Pastor Ricardo, you mentioned not to drink too much during your mealtime, didn't you? Because it
dilutes, it slows down your digestion.
That's right. So we need to be careful. Dr. Sarah, have you got a few other thoughts on why we should have plenty of water?
Well, I guess the basic things are, sometimes if you're not used to being aware of your body, you can mistake being hungry and being thirsty. So you might be thirsty but think you're hungry and end up eating things that you don't need to eat, and that leads to excessive weight gain. If you've got less water in your bloodstream, then your peripheral arteries and veins will constrict, so your blood pressure will go up. You won't have a good blood supply peripherally to your hands and feet, So you're much more susceptible to skin infections. Mm. Your immune function of your skin can also be compromised. Mm. If you're not getting a good blood supply to those cells, you potentially can have breaks in the skin barrier, which can cause things like dermatitis and folliculitis and low-grade infections in the skin.
So many possible consequences.
Absolutely. Mm. It's fascinating. Fascinating. And I think some other ways or other reasons why we should, you know, drink plenty of water. I sometimes get cramps at night in my legs. Do you ever have that? You get a cramp and I have to jump out of bed. And I think that can help you to prevent cramps, sometimes taking magnesium as well. You've got to check what your diet. I liked what you said about skin, promoting healthy skin. Your skin, it can help if you get, do they call it halitosis? Bad breath or something, yeah, make sure you're drinking. And it can boost your immune system. So we want boosted immune systems because we don't want to be getting sick all the time. Mm-hmm. I know probably a lot of people out there like having a sick day occasionally just to have a break from their work. But we don't really want to be getting sick all the time. Mm-hmm. And the more water you drink, the less likely you are to get from common colds or flus. And, you know, obviously washing in water, regularly washing your body, cleanses off the dead cells off the surface of your body and allows your body to breathe. So let's just go quickly over that acronym once again. Yes. You start. N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, which we've looked at those two things today. Tomorrow and throughout the week we're going to look at S for sunshine, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest or sleep, as you were saying. You tricked me before. I'm thinking, hold on.
I got confused actually with the W, but
the S. And T for trust, new start. Mm. We want a new start. We want to look after ourselves as best we can.
Thank you so much, Lindy and Sarah, for your valuable comments. I'm sure that our listeners have been blessed and will be benefited by the principles from the Bible. And to answer the question, is physical exercise in the Bible? Definitely. God is interested in us having a healthy body because He made us and He knows how we can achieve that. Looks like our time's up for today. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for all the instructions that you've left us in the Bible. All of them are because you love us. You want us to be healthy and happy in this life as we wait for your second coming. Lord, help us to have the determination to put those things into practice. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This was Pastor Ricardo, Lindy Sparing, and Dr. Sarah Johnson. Please join us tomorrow for another Drive Time BQ&A show as we talk about self-control. If you're struggling with that, then you can't miss tomorrow's show. Until then, remember the Bible says, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. May God bless you all.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.